and moreover condemn the baptism of the infants of believers, who we believe ought to be baptized and sealed with the sign of the covenant, as the children of Israel, in Israel formerly were circumcised upon the same promises which are made unto our children. And indeed, Christ shed his blood no less for the washing of the children of believers than for adult persons. And therefore, they ought to receive the sign and sacrament of that which Christ was done for them, as the Lord commanded in the law that they should be made partakers of the sacrament of Christ's sufferings and death shortly after they were born, by offering for them a lamb, which was a sacrament of Jesus Christ. Moreover, what circumcision was to the Jews, baptism is to our children. For this reason, St. Paul calls baptism the circumcision of Christ. All right, so we have here the summary coming to a conclusion. We talked a lot, this article talks a lot about baptism, and now it's wrapping up and comes against the error of the Anabaptists. Now, the Anabaptists were the radical reformers. I like to refer to them as the Al-Qaeda of the Reformation. They were the ones that said, we have to throw out everything. Or like as one person said, they throw the baby out with the bathwater. And so the reaction was, we need to eliminate everything that has any touch or any smell or anything of Rome. And so with that, though, came many abuses. And all you have to do is to read, for example, of the city of Munster and what happened there during this time of the Reformation and the Anabaptists and what they did. And it was interesting that at the time when that city basically was in such great turmoil, the Lutherans and the Roman Catholic armies who were fighting one another, when word came to them concerning what was going on in Munster, they joined forces, set down their animosity between each other, and together went and attacked and overturned the great wickedness that was found there in Munster. So this particular article's Belgian Confession was written after that point in time, and as we've noted again and again, you'll see the statements in the Belgic coming against the Anabaptists, because that's one of the charges that was being placed on the reformers. Well, you're all just a bunch of Anabaptists. No, we're not. There's a difference. And here's one of those differences. So notice as we look at this just real briefly, notice the statement is, we believe the children of believers ought to be baptized and sealed with the sign of the covenant, as the children of Israel formerly were circumcised upon the same promises which are made unto our children. And so the emphasis, again, on the sacrament is based upon the grace of God, the work of grace. If you consider Genesis chapter 17, which is what is being referenced here, it was because of God's grace to Abraham and to his household that is evident in the circumcision of his children all the way down to 8-day-old infants. And so infant baptism declares the grace of God, the sovereignty of the Father, the redemption of Christ, the applicational work of that redemption by the Holy Spirit. Baptism is done to you. You don't baptize yourself. The words of institution does not give you the authority to do so. You are baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so baptism is not the work of man. The emphasis is not on our work of faith, but rather upon the grace of God. And so I think that's the basis of the argument here. Also, you notice that statements are made, and indeed Christ shed his blood no less for the washing of the children of believers as for adult persons. You can look this up, Acts 2:39, Peter's sermon there at Pentecost, and Colossians 11 and 12 for support. And I found it interesting, this point, that the author focuses on in the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 12 and verse 6, pointing to that when a child was born, whether it was male or female, that child, there was a sacrifice of a lamb, of an animal, for that child. And as they argue, by offering for them a lamb, which was a sacrament of Jesus Christ. We see all those sacrifices in the Old Testament pointing to Christ, and that's one of them. And then furthermore, we see the declaration that circumcision in the Old Testament for the Jews included the children down to the age of 8 days old, and the argument is the continuity. Baptism is, as Paul says, the circumcision of Christ. So a wrapping up of that particular article, and the focus again, for me, the thing that for me, coming out of a Baptistic background, was that understanding that baptism points to what God did. That was the thing that made the difference in my life. So let us prepare our hearts now to worship through